You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey, y'all, what's up? Good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and daily podcast. This is Fun, your host. And this morning, during my cuddle conversation with my creator, y'all like that, don't you? Cuddle conversation with my creator. He told me that he has the initial say and the final say. And I actually had to write it down. I didn't even have my journal next to the bed. I had to write it on my phone because my phone was on my nightstand. He said, I have the initial say and the final say. Then he said, I'll let you know if I want you to do it. And then I'll be with you as you do it. And I will tell you how to do it. I'll tell you everything to do. Just keep asking me. Keep seeking me. I am with you all the way. That was the conversation we had before I even got out of the bed. Let's talk about what he said after I got out of the bed. So, swung my legs across that mattress, got out of that bed, and when I got to the prayer closet, y'all, I turned on my soaking music. You got to get you some good soaking music, okay? I listened to Nathaniel Coe, C-O-E, Nathaniel Coe. And as I went to the prayer closet, turned on my soaking music, I got delivered from the spirit of control. But let me back up a minute because I know me making that statement immediately creates questions for you. You like, what? You got delivered. Spirit of control. Wait, what happened now? Did you skip some? Did I miss a part of the podcast? Did you fast forward and I didn't hear what happened in the prayer closet? No, I just wanted to straight come out and tell y'all, I got delivered from the spirit of control this morning. So let me just back up and give you a little info so you can be up to speed. So I've been reading this book called Pigs in the Parlor, The Practical Guide to Deliverance. It's a deliverance manual written by Frank and Ida Mae Hammond. Now, I'd heard about this book for a while. And plus, anytime you hear a title like that, Pigs in the Parlor, you automatically gonna remember it, right? But I had been hearing about this book and I was like, I need to get that book. I need to see what that book is about. Like, first of all, that title intrigues me. Like, what? Pigs in a parlor? But of course I got distracted, didn't get the book. And it wasn't until my guest, Shamika Hawkins, who was on this past Sunday's episode, Sunday segment, you know, Our Conversations with God, she mentioned it in a conversation that she and I were having. And then I was like, you know what? Let me go and order this book on Amazon. Y'all, I'm not even finished reading the book. Okay? I'm not even finished reading the book. I don't even know what chapter I'm on, but I'm not finished. But so far, it has revealed so much about being delivered from evil spirits. Y'all, you do remember Jesus delivered people from evil spirits, right? And I feel like I need to say, a lot of times we are lacking knowledge. We don't know that evil spirits are indwelling in us, like living in us and causing us to do some of the things we do. See, we only associate evil spirits with people that are like crazy. You know, they might be banging their head on the wall. They might be in a psych ward. They might be running up and down the street with their clothes, ripping their clothes off, you know, just stuff we've seen in the movies. Like, we are so, what's the word? Ignorant. That's all I can come up with. I apologize, but not really. We are so ignorant to the things, right? We are so ignorant to what be going on spiritually. Because I said evil spirit, so that means it's a spiritual being that's inside of your flesh body. But y'all, I have learned so much. And you know what? Them demons and evil spirits that I learned about, they are not happy. Okay. They are not happy about being exposed because they want to go undetected. They don't even want you to be hearing this right now. They want you to turn this podcast off. Right? If you feel like, oh, I don't need to be listening, she finna be talking about some evil spirits, I ain't come here. No, don't turn it off. That's an evil spirit that's trying to tell you not to get this knowledge. We perish for lack of knowledge. So this morning, I was delivered from the spirit of control. And in reading this book, I also realized that a lot of evil spirits actually enter us in our childhood. Yeah. Like, you act the way you act now because you was acting like that. You started acting like that as a child. One of the lines in the book says this: the quickest way to understand what doors were open for demons to enter is to hear an account of a person's childhood. Y'all, that blew me away. But it also made me realize that I need to learn all I can so that my children won't have to go through any of the stuff I went through. Don't get me wrong. I had a great childhood. I did. Like, when I think about it, like, overall in totality, I had a great childhood. But see, we can't just think because, oh, this didn't happen to me, or I didn't get abused, or that didn't happen to me. You know, you can't just think this didn't happen to me or that didn't happen to me that we straight. Nah. Some of the very characteristics that you display now are because of doors that demons entered when you were a child. Some doors were left open, okay? And they entered you as a child. Now, of course, I can't break down this entire book. Okay, I can't break this entire book down, but I do want to share some things that I learned real quick. And I'm pulling it up now so I can make sure that I share it right with y'all. Okay, so some of the things that I learned, it says some of the most common symptoms of indwelling demons are emotional problems. Emotional problems, y'all, are like resentment. Come on now. Don't even try to act like you ain't never, you know, experienced resentment or been resentful or whatever. Another emotional problem, anger. Everybody listening to the podcast had some anger. Fear. Again, everybody listening. And God did not give us the spirit of fear, right? That's biblical. So that's an indwelling demon. That's a symptom of an indwelling demon. Fear, rejection. All of those are emotional problems and common symptoms that there is an indwelling demon in you. Another one is mental problems. Y'all, I'm reading a book. Who knew that procrastination, indecisiveness, indecision, right? Doubt. All of those are mental problems. See, we think a person got a mental problem when they bipolar or schizophrenic. They do. But you, of course, got probably a demon of pride because you like, well, I don't have that. You know what I'm saying? But if you procrastinate, if you are indecisive, if you are doubtful, guess what? Guess what? Mental problem. A couple of the other ones were speech problems, sex problems, addictions, physical infirmities. That's like diseases and physical afflictions. You know, why everybody in the family got diabetes? Why everybody in this community got this? Why everybody, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, symptoms of indwelling demons. And then another one is religious error. Y'all, this been coming up a lot. Like, I done had to repent for reading horoscopes and, you know, talking with pride about being born in November, the beginning of November, and the horoscope that's connected with that, Scorpio, and I'm a this and I'm a that, and Scorpio. Reading horoscopes, y'all, that's a symptom of an indwelling demon. That ain't God. Reading a horoscope ain't God. Magic ain't God. And I'm just gonna say it. You know, the whole little BT thing with black girl magic. That ain't God. That ain't God. We got to be careful. We got to be so careful. Oh, man. It's so much stuff we don't know. But thank God that we learning and we turning. You know what I'm saying? You learn it and then you turn. You turn from it. So magic, Ouija boards, cults, lodges. Lodges. You know who connected to the lodges? Masons and all that, societies, social agencies, all that kind of stuff. You know, I'm going to go on and say it. Sororities and fraternities. I'm learning all about that too. As you learn, you turn. As you learn, you turn. Okay? And these are social agencies and organizations that even use religion. But it's not of God. It is not of God. Even false doctrine in the church. Y'all, again, all the different things. I'm still reading the book. But you see what I mean? This morning as I was praying about my nonprofit. Y'all know I shared with y'all that I was blessed to receive my 501c3 from the IRS. And when the Holy Spirit, through a prophet, told me to start a nonprofit, Y'all heard the story before. I'm like, Lord, you know, I'm a prophet kind of girl, not prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, but P-R-O-F-I-T. And I'm like, Lord, what am I supposed to be doing? So I've been really praying about, you know, what direction to go in with the nonprofit. And the Holy Spirit said to me, go back to what you wrote down already. See, when I had to do all of the paperwork for the IRS in order to get the tax status of 501c3, the charitable status, I had to write what I'm going to be doing. Y'all, he said to me, and I'm sitting up here like, Lord, what do I do? And he said, go back to what you wrote down already. See, the thing is, he was with me when I was writing all that up. That was him. So he's like, I've already given you clues on how to start. You already have everything you need. That's what he said. He said, as you discover, I want you to educate and teach others. Y'all, the name of the nonprofit is Encouragement Inc. Discovery and Educational Center. And Holy Spirit said, as you discover, I want you to educate and teach others. The same way you're doing by reading Pigs in the Parlor, the same way, you know, by reading Prayers That Rout Demons. As you discover, which means as you learn, as things are revealed to you, I want you to educate and teach others. He said, you already have everything you need to succeed. Don't get weary in well-doing. Don't get sidetracked if people don't receive what you're saying. Just continue to be consistent. Because how many of you know you can get sidetracked when you're trying to share stuff with people and they ain't hearing it? It can be annoying sometimes. You know, you're just like, what? You're not getting what I'm saying? He said, don't get sidetracked if people don't receive what you're saying. You deliver it, you teach it, and you go on. Like the mailman, you drop it and you go. If they open their mail, it ain't on you. You done dropped the mail. It's not on you as the mail person, okay? You be the deliverer. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, I felt that. You just deliver. You just deliver. It's up to the people to receive it, open it, and do something with it. He said, you just continue to be consistent, continue to do what I've assigned you to do. Keep doing the four steps, praying, reading the word, listening to me, and writing down what I say. Pray, read the word, listen to God, write. Pray, read, listen, write. And as I was talking to the Father this morning, because it is a conversation, this is my conversation with God that I share with you guys on this podcast. And as I was talking to him this morning, I said, Lord, I'm so thankful that as I grow, and as I learn, I turn. That means when I get knowledge, when I learn that I am unknowingly doing something against God's word, or as he reveals things to me in his word, in books like Pigs in the Parlor or Prayers That Rout Demons or whatever, you know, when I learn something new, I need to repent, renounce it, and turn away from those things immediately and move forward in my walk with God. Y'all, I had no idea that procrastination, something that I've battled with my entire life, was a symptom of a demon indwelling in me. Man, if you don't get out of here, look, if you don't get out of here, casting them out, okay? As I learn, I turn. As I learn, I turn. Yesterday's blog and podcast title was Obeying God Ain't Hard. It's not. Today, I want to encourage you to seek God more and more. And as you learn, turn. All right, that's a wrap up for today, y'all. I know some of y'all are probably gonna be like, wait, what now? Did you say something about sorority and fraternities? And I did. I want to impress upon you, encourage you to go learn. The Lord told me as I discover and educate, I'm supposed to educate and teach. But I just encourage you to learn about evil spirits. Learn about what could have entered into your psyche. Why do I act this way? Why am I behaving like this? Don't be going to no person that ain't of God. Like, really go to God. Seek Him about it. Seek Him about everything. I'm telling you, I'm learning and your girl is turning. So, these are your assignments for today. What did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with Him this morning? And number two, what new things have you been learning as you pursue God's way of living? What's new that you've been learning? And then are you doing it? You know how you can learn something, but then you don't implement it. You don't start doing it. Yeah. Ask yourself why. Ask yourself, why is it that when the Holy Spirit done told you to do something, you don't do it? Do you wonder why you have a hard time being obedient? Do you wonder why anger rise up in you when you in traffic? Do you wonder why you resent this person or jealous of this person? Even though you'll never admit it to anybody, but you know deep down inside you are. You know, do you wonder why you look at other people and like, why they got this and why I ain't got that? And how she keep getting blessed and how he keep... Do you wonder where that even comes from? Do you wonder why you like to control things so much? Do you wonder why you have called yourself a control freak? Do you wonder why you have manipulated people to do things the way you want them to do them? Yeah, that's what I got released from, delivered from this morning. Yes, indeed. And your girl feel real light right now, okay? I feel real light. Podcast coming out late. I don't care. I don't even care because I had to go through that process. And I'm so glad I did. So, y'all, I just want to encourage you. As you learn new things, apply them to your life. As you learn, turn. As you learn, repent, renounce. Turn away from it. Repent means turn away from it. Turn away from the wicked thing, okay? All right. Okay, y'all. I love you, but I still want you to learn and turn. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I forgot to mention, y'all, one other thing. Make sure you check out the scriptural Bible study. It's not a scriptural surprise today. It's a scriptural Bible study. We're going to be studying the book of Acts because it talks all about Holy Spirit. And so let's study the book of Acts together. Today I read chapter 1. So if you're going to go along with me, make sure that you read chapter 1 today. And then tomorrow we'll go into chapter 2. So just again, as I learn and grow, I'm sharing it with you. I'm going to be doing more of a Bible study. I love the scriptural surprise. I know that the Lord speaks to me through that, but I want to continue to grow in Him and go deeper. So we're going to take the book of Acts and we're just going to go through that chapter by chapter. All right. So that is the scriptural Bible study that we're going to do. All right. Okay, y'all. Talk to you tomorrow.